Live paper. Nightmare paper, which I got mine now. It's very interesting. It's very big. It's on, you know, all the different areas of the women's movement, and part of it is why women got involved.
Mm-hmm.
So about the first part of the interview is about, like, your background,
mm-hmm.
and then the second part goes into, like, everything you ever did about feminism. Oh, so much more that showed up in books or anything else. So why don't we start with, like, the really simple stuff, when and where you were born.
Well, I was born in Oklahoma.
Okay.
In 1933. Okay. And moved to California when I was 2 years old.
Yeah. Almost a native, huh?
Right.
You're an only child?
No, I have three younger brothers.
So you're the oldest?
Yeah.
And what did your parents do?
My dad is an accountant and a bookkeeper and small businessman,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneur. Type person, and my mother was a secretary and a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Did she work during what ages did she work? When you were young or before you were born? Or
she met my dad at school. He was a teacher at a family owned business college.
Oh, and she was a secretary?
Right, and she was a country girl that came into town to, you know, get a skill. So they worked in that.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. interesting. Would you characterize your parents as politically liberal or conservative?
I would say that my father came from a family that was conservative mm-hmm. politically, and my mother came from a family. Her background was, people that were
liberal.
They were Democrats. Yeah. They were working people. Yeah. You know, they were farmers.
Was there a lot of politics discussed in your house?
Mostly by me.
And how did your parents respond to that?
They discussed it with me, you know.
They weren't upset?
No, they liked...
So your brothers, are they politically active?
Not to the same extent,
Any aunts or uncles, or...?
Not really. I seem to be a... Well, actually, I have a nephew mm-hmm. who's, showing a lot of promise with being politically active. He's very conservative.
Maybe you're trickling down. He's very conservative, I know.
Well, but conservative though he may be, I have a lot of rapport because we're both interested politically.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's even a greater bond than
apathy.
Than your sense. Yeah, exactly.
At least he cares about something, right? You know?
But, my uncle, was not a politically active person, but a lot of political interest. Mm-hmm. Very well read, and in fact, a couple of years ago, I was talking to him on the phone about Reagan,
mm-hmm.
and I had to stop because I realized that he was getting a heart attack.
The things you were saying.
Well, he's so mad at Reagan.
Oh.
Talking about that Reagan.
Upset him so much, huh?
So he was pretty intense. So I had to kind of change the subject at that minute because it just was too upset. You know, he was getting
too excited about it.
Overwrought,
What kind of relationships did your parents have?
My parents had a off and on, up and down. They were divorced when I was a little kid.
Oh.
I didn't even know that. You know, they were divorced for some short period of time.
Really?
And, not long enough for me to
remember
to really catch on. Well, I just figured that we were, my mother was working at
uh-huh.
the time, and I just thought it was a different family relationship. I was only about, 3 or 4 years old.
Not that you can remember. So then they remarried?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And did they ever tell you about this?
Well,
or not until you asked?
Well, you sort of figure it out as you go along. They had stormy, but they seemed to get along.
Mm-hmm. Who were your role models when you were young?
Well, let's see, a lot of people. I guess my grandmother, both my grandmothers.
You were especially close to your grandmothers?
Yeah, they were very powerful on me. My maternal grandmother, who's still living,
mm-hmm.
was a very, very self-reliant and quite a great, she is a great person.
Mm-hmm.
She was a postmistress of a little town's post office. And, you know, very highly respected by the community kind of person. The Rock of Gibraltar, as they say, you know, the kind of person that went and tended births. She must have helped deliver, you know, 30 or 40 babies.
Is that how you got interested?
No, not at all. Not really. I mean, I rediscovered this.
Later.
But, you know, it didn't have much of an impact on me at the time. And then my other grandmother was a businesswoman, mm-hmm. you know, running the business college. And she worked as a credit manager for Barker Brothers Furniture.
Huh.
I mean, so, and she also was a real estate person. So between the two, you know.
Yeah, and there's a strong history of women working in your family,
right.
too, both grandmothers and your mother. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And being outspoken, particularly my dad's mother was very outspoken.
Uh-huh.
She was extremely conservative. Christian scientist.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's actually more of my roots of what I've done might be more related to Christian science.
Your family, the whole family is Christian science?
Well,
father's side.
My father's side.
And your mother went along?
And, yeah, she sort of went along. But the idea of not going to doctors was sort of part of my childhood.
Well, how do they feel about what you do now?
Excellent. Yeah, good.
Because it's sort of alternative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You have doctors here or nurse practitioners?
We hire doctors and nurse practitioners here. But I mean, they weren't anti-doctor. They just, I mean, my both sides of the family did not go to doctors.
No.
Mainly because they were very healthy people, but also because people didn't used to go to
doctors
as much as they go to doctors today. You went to a doctor when you were sick.
No pockets of well care.
Right, or birth control.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's what draws a lot of women.
More
things. Childbirth and birth control is what involves us in the healthcare system so much today.
Where did you attend high school?
In Glendale High School.
What kind of activities were you involved in at school?
I was in a lot of things. I worked at the student bank. I was a pom-pom girl, you know?
Yeah.
Cheerleader. Parades.
Yeah.
I wasn't a cheerleader. I was in
the drill team.
The herd. Yeah, the drill team. Yeah. Mainly because I had a hard time telling my right from my left. I was a officer and a treasurer
of
my class. You know, just, it was pretty active.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you were treated equally? Were you encouraged to be active in things by your family and encouraged to do well at school?
I think they just kind of, it was a combination of having very high expectations that were not necessarily at all realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, kind of from a distance kind of thing. And also a laissez-faire.
Mm-hmm.
They were fairly, I don't want to say neglectful, but they...
They expected you to do well and didn't expect to have to bother you about it.
Right, or to help much either. They, you know, having three younger brothers kept my mother, you know, all of us, kept them both pretty busy. And we
so
were pretty
difference
poor.
Between you and your next brother?
I'm 4 years older.
That so was, did you help out around divorce. A lot? Did you, help out a lot with your brothers, do you feel?
I had the major responsibility as a teenager, because my mother worked.
Your mom stopped working that day?
Yeah. So
interesting.
They call me the slave driver.
To this day, huh?
To this day.
Were there classes that you had to take as a girl in high school?
I took the general college preparatory classes. As I say, we were very poor, so it wasn't really, you know, feasible for me to even think about going to a college that, you know, wasn't a state school. But I remember in my counseling, I told them that I had a rich aunt that was going to send me to Stanford. if I got the grade. And, you know, so they gave me the, you know, they tracked me.
Why'd you do that? Did you think they were going to not encourage you to take the college prep classes? Or?
I must have. I mean, I don't really remember all the
my thought process. Something working in there.
But
then they're going to say you go to business school. Your mom works in one.
Right. You know.
And you didn't want to be a secretary?
No. No, I wanted to go. I actually, you know how some kids want to go to the moon or whatever? I wanted to go to college. I read books, you know, as a kid about Millie goes to college or whatever. You know, those kinds of
college. What expectations did you have
adventures
for college?
Adventures or whatever.
You thought it would be a big adventure?
Yeah, if I just, well, that's as far as I could see. Yeah. I mean, actually.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was college. I just thought this was going to be, you know, as you say, a great adventure.
What were you thinking about majoring in?
I think journalism was probably a key interest when I was in junior high school.
Did you write for your school paper?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the school paper.
So did you go to college, or?
Yes.
Where did you go to school?
UCLA.
Yay!
Uh-huh.
And what did you end up majoring in?
Well, I started off in English, and then I switched to geology.
Wow.
Well, that was more, actually it was because I really liked my geology teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I got a job in the geology library.
Uh-huh.
So I sort of...
That's a big shift from... had you always liked science?
Yes. No, I had enjoyed my science classes.
Was there a lot of women majoring in geology?
No. I think I was the only one.
Wow. What was that like? Did your professors treat you differently, do you think?
No, they were very encouraging. At this one, as they say, this one teacher was extremely encouraging. Dr. Durrell.
What time was this?
This was 52, I guess that would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 52 and 53. And, you know, no, he was quite encouraging. And that's probably why I did it.
So what were you planning to do?
Be a geologist. Yeah.
And then after you graduated?
Yeah. Of course, I didn't get too far. Uh-huh. I got pregnant.
Ah.
And that was it.
Would you drop out or?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Get married?
Yeah. I mean, what else? I mean.
1950.
There was
not a big choice there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, actually. I mean, I didn't decide not to have an abortion. I didn't know there was such a thing as abortion.
Really? Wow.
I mean, I literally...
Had no idea.
Right.
It was a procedure.
Exactly. It wasn't like I wished I had enough money or
could
I was too scared to do it. Or
I
didn't...
So what did your family say about this?
Well, they just...
Told you to get married?
Right. No. I just told them I was getting married.
Ah. Did you tell me before?
At that point, I had moved out. I lived on campus.
You lived up here, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, who'd
you marry? I got married immediately. I mean, I didn't.
Now.
Right. I mean, you know, once I realized this is what I had to do.
Was he in private tears?
No, he was in the Navy.
Ah.
And so I went up to Oakland, and we lived on base.
Now, how did you meet him?
Two friends.
Was he stationed down here before, or?
He lived nearby.
Oh, so whenever he'd come back.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got to be a military wife.
Right.
What was that like?
It was okay. I mean, actually, I spent most of my time growing up.
Yeah.
I was pregnant and really sick, and
uh-huh.
I worked, and, you know, we got out of the Navy soon after.
Fairly
that.
Soon after.
Right, so, really, I just remember that year mostly, yeah.
Being pregnant,
yeah. Right.
So then what did you guys do after that?
Moved back down here.
Uh-huh.
And he got a variety of jobs and finally went back to school. Mm-hmm. And he became a teacher.
Yeah.
Went to school nice.
Mm-hmm. What did
you
do?
I had a few more kids.
A few more kids along the way. So I wrote somewhere you have six children?
Yeah.
And you were a Girl Scout leader?
Mm-hmm. I had three kids. And then my husband got 2D. Ah.
Well,
the one that got inspired on the...
The kids? The kids, an abortion, and a husband with TV. No. Alright, there we go. Alright.
See, a husband got TV, wow.
So
it's like a disease I never think about.
Yeah.
Because that was a while ago.
I know.
It's so what happened?
Well, he was in the hospital for a year.
Oh, wow.
And, well, it's not just that it was a while ago. Well, no, it's true. They have developed
because I remember getting booster shots when I was a kid for TB.
But he had the type of TB that the medication
just didn't work.
Didn't help on anyway. I mean, his particular situation would happen today. Let me put it that way. So he was in the hospital for a year.
That was hard.
Oh, it was. I got to learn all about the welfare system.
Wow!
And, which was quite educational.
Imagine, yeah.
And I kind of strained the marriage. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So within a year or two, we were divorced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there was already some incompatibility,
mm-hmm.
and as I kind of. He became a very nervous, sort of driven person, you know, making up for lost time,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. And I just saw him as wrecking his health, which he, in fact, did, because he died a few years later.
Mm.
You know, because you don't go around with just one lung.
Yeah.
And work at the kind of frantic pace that he did and take as poor care of the health as he did. So I kind of bailed out.
So you were always six children.
Well, four.
Four at this point? Okay. At least it's not six. Yeah. You know.
Right.
Four, I'm probably sure it was bad enough. But
yeah, four little kids.
Oh, small ones too.
Yeah. They were, David was three. My youngest was three.
How old was the oldest?
She was, I think actually she was do some
count up the way up.
She's about 11, I guess. And that sounds about right.
So what'd you do?
Well, mostly I lived on child support, and then I was going to school nights, and I got married again.
What were you going to school for?
Sociology.
Ah.
Yeah, this was really much more of interest to me.
And because of your experience? With the welfare system, or what drew you from rocks to people?
I think it probably was something I was more interested in all along. I just became aware of it. And actually, if I had known what I know now, I probably would have been even more interested in political science.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you see, I was sort of moving out and becoming
sort of along the way
more aware.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, when you speak of, you know, expectations,
mm-hmm.
and so forth, I think that probably played a very large role because, you know, political science is something that is fairly intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
There are not that many job opportunities, and the ones that are pretty high-powered.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it just wasn't in my... repertoire of possibilities.
You didn't even consider it?
Not at all, although I had a keen interest.
In politics.
Yeah.
So what were you hoping to do? Were you getting a master's or were you getting another?
I was just trying to get a degree.
Oh, that's right, because you had dropped out along the way, so.
Right, so I was going to night school.
What were you hoping to do?
Social research.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, of course, out here, I'm sure it can happen today just as much as then, but I went in for... counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And the counselor assumed that I wanted to be a social worker.
Ah, because you were a woman majoring in sociology.
Right.
Is this at UCLA?
Or? No, this was at Cal State.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I explained to him that I really was interested in social research.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went over my credits, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept, there was an option one and option two,
mm-hmm.
in sociology.
Plans,
one was social work, one was research.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept writing in the social work. And I said, I'm not interested in being a social worker. I'm not. And he never finished. He refused to counsel me.
You're kidding.
No.
What year was this around?
That was in the very late 60s.
Wow.
1969. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was a...
Did you get another awareness?
No, I just figured it out on myself. I mean, it really was kind of this, one of these pro forma.
Yeah, one of the things you're a transfer student or you're
right.
coming back student, so you have to go in and have them check everything off.
Exactly. So I just went ahead and counseled myself.
You know what you wanted to do anyway. You didn't really need
Right.
So what was it like at UCLA? You were probably older than the rest of the students.
Well, at which point now?
When you went back to sociology.
Well, I was older than the kids that were just right out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of in the swim with, you know,
yeah.
a lot of people. That
you were at CSUN? Is that where you were?
I went back to UCLA, then I went to LA City College,
uh-huh.
and then I went to LA State.
So forget that you're going to LA State. I'm familiar with like all the schools.
Yeah, out on Eastern.
Yeah.
Off of 10.
So were you involved in any activities there?
Not as much, no.
Not as much time now.
Yeah. Well, I was involved in my community. I wasn't so much involved in the school. I was, you know, doing, like we said, the Girl Scouts.
Uh-huh.
It was something that I was really busy on. And then in 1960,
mm-hmm.
Getting ahead, well, that was about the
yeah.
time, I became involved in the movement to recall the councilman.
Oh.
This was over the urban renewal type
mm-hmm.
issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Art Snyder, you may have heard of him. he did eventually resign. LA City
rather Council. Than face recall?
No, he weathered our recall very handily, but he did get two other recalls on him, and one almost made it.
Wow.
And yeah, right. He was really...
He's like a nice man.
Calvin really want a recall.
Yeah.
So that was sort of, I guess, my first exposure to traditional politics,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the chairperson.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was interesting because, you know, they did elect me chairperson.
Yeah.
But we were one of those things that you do when you recall someone
mm-hmm.
is to find an alternate candidate.
Yeah.
You know, because it's...
Yeah, replace them with someone.
Right. People will say, well, who else did you suggest? And so we were, you know, talking about this in our group, and the men in the group kept suggesting this man, that man, you know. And they'd look around and they'd say, well, you know, we don't have anybody here. And finally, some of the women in the group got really upset. You know, they said, well, what about Carol?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said, oh, well, we didn't think about her. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to do it. I mean, I didn't have any serious desire to,
mm-hmm.
to do that at that point. But it was pretty obvious that, you know, they were unable to see a woman in that kind of a role.
Mm-hmm.
And these were otherwise very politically astute, conscientious, good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, these were people that had been in the labor movement for years or working in other community organizations. You know, quite with good backgrounds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at that point that I began to get the message. In fact, I was reading Kate Millett's book at that very time, Kate Millett. On sexual politics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was...
What did you think of her book?
Obvious. I liked it a lot.
You thought the argument was valid?
Well, yes. I thought the book was an up-and-down book. I read it for the consciousness-raising.
How come you ended up with the book? Did somebody suggest it to you, or did you just pick it up when you were in the library, or...
Oh, I think it was quite the talk. There were a lot of people were reading it.
A lot of your friends were reading it.
Yeah. You know, I think...
Were you in a CR group at this time?
You know, I never actually was in a CR group.
Mm-hmm.
In the purest sense
of the word.
Yeah.
That.
I joined the NOW at about that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was in, 1969.
You went to the first meeting of NOW, didn't you?
No. No, not the very first meeting. They had just started. They were down at the barbecue, the original barbecue at 8th of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But it was quite early on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how many meetings they'd had, but it wasn't very many.
How did you hear about now?
Through an action. Betty Friedan and others chained themselves to the White House.
Mm-hmm. I know it's on the news. You saw that?
I heard it on the radio at work. And
had you heard it now before that?
No. And it was instant. I said, ah. That is
one
where
here.
I want to go. I mean, it just didn't take me 2 seconds
mm-hmm.
to make that decision. I mean, for one thing, the place that I was working at that time, I worked on a temporary basis.
You were temping, yeah.
Yeah. And this particular place that I was working, this woman, and it was just bringing in computers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the purchasing department. And this woman was, you know, very capable.
Mm-hmm.
She was carrying huge responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
She had several small children. You know, she certainly needed the money.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't there just for pin money or anything
yeah.
like that. And they passed over her. For a man.
Really?
The
person in charge?
Yeah.
Of the computer thing?
Mm-hmm. It was so, and everybody saw it.
She was definitely more qualified than
you. Oh, yes. Definitely more qualified. You know, and it, so, it was that kind of, I mean, obviously.
These things that kept happening.
Yeah.
And you were seeing.
That I was seeing. I mean, those things have been happening all along.
Yeah, this is true. You were just realizing now what it truly was.
Yeah, I was seeing, you know, seeing it for what it was.
About how many people were at that first NOW meeting that you went to?
About, I'd say 100.
And was Tony Carabello leading that then?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What did you think of her?
I thought she was terrific. She was very dynamic. Very, you know, very impressed. I was impressed by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just her. It was just obviously a very excited,
mm-hmm.
Dynamic group of people.
Did you feel they were pretty in line with your, like, political views?
Well, I was a little more radical than
mm-hmm.
they were. You know, I felt like I was a little more, what shall I say? For one thing, I was a working class person.
Mm-hmm.
As I say,
most of these women.
Yeah, they were middle class professional women.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talked about a lot of these problems, it was more theoretical,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had a lot more experience in
mm-hmm.
what was really going on, and I was pretty angry. I was very angry. I was mm-hmm. angry to see what was happening to my kids, because in a lot of ways, what I saw happening to my children was much more radicalizing to me than what had happened to me.
What's the breakdown on the sexes of your kids? You have four kids
four
at that time, right? You have four girls.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. So yeah. What was it that you were seeing that was happening to them?
Well, I was seeing the school,
mm-hmm.
and it's very you know, how authoritarian it was. I
mm-hmm.
mean, this is when big battles were being waged on dress codes, for
mm-hmm. example. This is pre-Vietnam, though, right?
No.
No.
No, this
okay.
is when exactly it was very much
when it was a big issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
So your girls are in high school by now almost?
Yeah. And, so I was, you know, seeing how the school pitted kids against each other,
mm-hmm.
how they tracked them, how they basically stomped out any creativity, any spark that kids had, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was...
Did you think it was a... both sex kids that they were doing this to?
Oh, yeah.
Girls?
No, both sexes.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, if you're talking about stomping out creativity, girls maybe are allowed to be more creative than boys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it just that way.
Take a chance.